This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Drasco Flats, live. August 12th, 8 p.m. at Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
I like the sound of that.
Country music's greatest vocal group, Drasco Flats. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office.
Ready for some summer nights, so come on.
Drasco Flats live.
Corn sales rebounded this week after a disappointing performance last week. Bean sales looked weaker at first glance, but strength remained in the old crop numbers. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride has more.
Good exports for corn. You had sales of 643,000 tons for old crop, 734,000 tons for new crop. On the soybean side of things, 161,000 tons of old crop and 240,000 tons of new crop. So a little bit on the lower side for the new crop, but decent on the old crop.
The team at Allendale can be reached by visiting allendale-inc.com. It's time now for our weekly AgriLiant Agronomy Report. Tar spot has become an even bigger problem in the Corn Belt over the past several years, and this year is no different. In this week's Agronomy Report, sponsored by LG Seeds, Southern Iowa agronomist Bryant Lewers said the conditions are favorable for tar spot to hit hard.
So there's a couple different things we look for in order to have tar spot really ramp up and spread. Number one, it's a little cooler temperatures. So, you know, you don't want those 95 degree days. You want some days in the 80s and then getting down in the 70s and even into the 60s at night, which if we look at the last, you know, especially week and a half, 2 weeks here, we've got a lot of that. The other thing is extended leaf wetness. So that can come from a couple different things. It can be rainfall, which we've gotten. It could be high humidity, which we've gotten. It could be fog in the morning, which we've had all three of those over the last week and a half, right? So I would say conditions are very, very favorable right now for tar spot to really hit us pretty hard.
Visit lgseeds.com to learn more. You've been listening to The World of Agriculture here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.